I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Like so many of us, Brooklyn native Janelle Lewis watched the World Trade Center towers fall on TV, but she could have been there. She had recently quit her job, which was at the center. Janelle remembers being horrified not only for the thousands of lives she knew would be lost, but for the future. She was 21 and pregnant. Soon after the attacks, Janelle began an internship as a radio rookie at WNYC, the NPR affiliate in New York. She recorded her feelings in an audio essay.
I remember running toward the World Trade last year, 2 minutes late from my job in the basement mall. Before working under the World Trade Center, I worked across the street at Century 21. Now, I'm scared of even coming into the city.
NPR's Farai Chidea recently caught up with Janelle, now 26, to remember the area near the Trade Towers and the day they fell.
I love that neighborhood. I still do. I remember being surrounded by the buildings right on that side street and being able to walk down the street and just look up, 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 up at this massive, massive building. I remember it was like a nice little community. You had all the vendors on the streets. You had all the shoppers. You had the business people, the tourists. It's so many different kinds of people that came to that neighborhood just to look for fun, for work, for play, whatever it was. And, you know, that's where I had a lot of good times, and that's where I made my money as well. So
where were you when the towers fell?
Well, when the towers fell, I was at home. I live in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, and I was about 4 months pregnant. And I was due to be in the city the very next day because I was doing an internship at WNYC Radio. And thank God it wasn't on that day. It was the next day. So I was at home with my family, and my girlfriend called them, and she said, turn on the TV. My heart just started pumping. I just got instantly scared. Like I felt like the world was coming to an end at that moment.
Well, you know, being pregnant brought up a lot of fears for you about what would happen to your family. Let's listen to a little bit of what you said back right after what happened.
Before, I was afraid of bringing up my child in my neighborhood, but now I'm afraid of bringing up my child in this world. Should I be afraid of him taking drugs or dropping out of school? Or must I worry about her dying in a museum that's bombed or a train that's attacked? Will my baby get to enjoy the city that I've loved so much? I'm absolutely terrified.
Do you still feel scared today? Not as someone who necessarily lives in a hot zone, but who someone who lives in the biggest city in America.
Of course. I hardly take the train, especially with my kids. Since my son is 7 months now, and I've taken him on a train only once, I just don't like the idea of having them there, because I feel if anything happens, anything goes wrong, the last thing I want to happen is that I'm with my kids running.
How do you deal with the fact that, you know, the world's a dangerous place and they may see some glimpses of it?
Well, I've been pretty honest with my daughter with most things. We haven't spoken about 9/11, but she does watch the news with me, and they do show clips of things that happen over in Iraq and other countries where people are being killed. And she cringes whenever she sees like blood or people getting cut and stuff like that. And I have explained to her, you know, sometimes people are bad and they just want to kill each other. And I told her everyone dies, and one of these days we're all going to die, but we just don't want to die while we're little. Just, you know, I said to her, don't worry, you're going to get big, you're going to have kids, and, you know, your kids are going to have kids. Because even though she's 4 years old, she had this really worried look on her face, because she said, I don't want to die. I said, you're not going to die now, Jandor, you'll be fine. But in reality, I can't promise her that. But what do you tell a 4 year old living in a world like this today? What do you really tell them that's right?
Janelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with Janelle Lewis, who was a radio rookie with member station WNYC in New York City on September 11th, 2001. Today, she's a mother of two and lives in Brooklyn.